The number of children living in poverty in McLennan County increased by 58.3% between 2000 and 2011, while the population of children increased by only 6.3%. That's according to the Center for Public Policy Priorities Kids Count Study, which uses data from the U.S. Census. The CPPP is a liberal think tank based in Austin, and they point out that child poverty is caused by low incomes in adults. Jennifer Lee is a research associate with the CPPP. She says that even though Texas is known for its low unemployment rate, people aren't working the right kind of jobs.
The problem is that Texas also has the third highest rate of low-income jobs in the country. That means jobs that pay minimum wage or less. So those two things in combination mean we got a lot of people working hard for not very much money.
McLennan County's unemployment rate is even lower than the state's. It's only 6.5% here as compared with the state at 6.8%. So we have a lot of people working hard, but they're probably not working the jobs that pay enough to get above the poverty line. 26% of Wakoans were below the poverty line in 2000. Now that's up to 30.1%. The poverty rate is defined by how many people make less than a certain amount of money. That number changes. Back in 2000, it was $17,050 for a family of four. In 2011, it was $22,350.
I mean, if you were making, you know, $20,000 in 2000, you would not be counted in poverty. But if you were making that in 2011, you would be.
Ashley Thornton runs the website actlocallywaco.org. She says it's important to consider cost of living when talking about poverty rates.
I mean, and it is true that the poverty guidelines are the same all across the country, you know? I mean, so the poverty guideline for a family of four is the same in New York as it is in Waco. Even though, so it'd probably be harder to live on that amount of money in New York than it is in Waco.
The city of Waco and the Waco Education Alliance have been studying poverty and underemployment. They've commissioned consultants at the Upjohn Institute to come up with some more data and recommendations. Initial findings show that 40% of households in Waco make less than $25,000 a year. Virginia Dupuy heads up the Waco Education Alliance.
Irregardless of those numbers, that we know we have some real issues in terms of numbers of children who live in poverty. And my biggest concern there is the need for the children to receive adequate nutrition during these growing up years of their lives, from particularly, you know, from zero to age six. That is such a critical period.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.